I'm speaking about motion and movement in some ways, so I thought perhaps I would move as I speak instead of being completely fixed behind the podium. And I want to begin with something that was told to me this morning. I can't vouch for it, but he's an honest man, and I have no reason to disbelieve him. As I was going around with the Torah, Paul Troy told me that he remembers 11 years ago when I was a candidate for the position of rabbi at Sinai Temple, they asked me at what age I thought someone began to be a senior citizen, and I said 50. I'd like to take the privilege of amending that answer and pointing out that now, what I know now that I did not know then, is Betty Madoff. And knowing Betty, who is here this morning, and knowing that she's not yet a senior citizen at 103, I'm going to push it off to at least double 50. So we, all of us, have a ways to go. And actually, this reflection is occasioned by the title of this morning's parsha, which is Ki Tavo, which means when you come. When you enter, when you go, all, means both at the same time. Last week, remember, was ki teitse, when you go out. Ki tavo could mean when you come in. So the parshiot are about exits and entrances. And what struck me as I thought about it is that every exit is also an entrance. Every door, as long as it's not locked, that you can go out, you can also go in. And when you say, I'm going out of the building, you could also say, I'm going into the outsides. There's no such thing as a door that's only an exit and not an entrance in our tradition. We believe that even about death. Death is not only an exit, it's also an entrance. And once you conceive of it that way, you start to understand something that the Jewish tradition teaches, that America, in its popular culture, robs from us, which is that in order to grow, you not only have to embrace, you also have to let go. You need not only entrances, but exits. That as you get older, it's not necessarily a compliment to say to somebody who is 60, you know what, you act just like you're 20. The appropriate time to act like you're 20 is when you're 20. That's why they call it 20. And in fact, as you grow, you ought to be able to have new opportunities precisely because you've let go of old things. Chesterton, the Roman Catholic novelist, said the most important thing about a work of art is the frame. In other words, you begin with the limitation, and then you're free to paint. You can't paint the whole world. This is actually what Saul Bellow diagnosed as the problem of his friend Delmore Schwartz, the poet, who went mad in his novel, Humboldt's Gift. He said Humboldt wanted to drape the whole world with radiance, but he didn't have enough material. You can't do everything. And the beginning of doing anything is limiting yourself, choosing to do this and not that. There was, not so long ago, a fad for phases, right? Gail Sheehy wrote a book called Passages, which was all about the different phases of a woman's life. And shortly after that, a man named Daniel Levinson wrote a book called Seasons of a Man's Life. Again, one of them being fatherhood, right? As you can hear at the back. It was all about what's the appropriate phase for each time of life, what you should be doing. But as soon as you say to somebody, at this time of life, these activities are appropriate, you're also saying, those you have to let go. For those of you who are interested, by the way, in Pirkei Avot, it gives a series of stages for what you should be doing at each time of life. And at 50, it's the time for Eitza, which means for giving advice. That's what I'm doing this morning. Right? I wouldn't normally be up here speaking now, but it says You're supposed to, so I am. And this idea that in order to do something positive, you also have to let go of other things, is enunciated in many, many different ways in the Jewish tradition. In order for the Israelites to go into the land, they had to let go of Moshe, of Moses, and create a new leadership and a new people. Someone once came to the Kotzke Rebbe and said to him, I don't know what to do. Tell me what I should do. And you know what the Kotzke answered them? He said, I can never tell a man what he should do, but I can tell you what you shouldn't do. In other words, the limitations, I can tell you the opportunities you have to figure out for yourself. And as we grow, if we're wise, we let go of things sometimes with a sigh and sometimes with regret, but with the knowledge that that is the only thing that allows us to continue. And that holding on to something too long is not a mark of maturity, but immaturity. It's an inability to grow up. And each phase has its growing up point. When my father, who is here this morning, retired as the rabbi of the synagogue, there were howls of protest about why he was retiring. And I said to him, they don't want you to retire. Why are you retiring? He said, because I would rather hear them howl about why I shouldn't retire than wait and hear them howl about how I should. In other words, to do something new, you have to grow. And growing means discarding old things, whether it's old clothes or old ideas. Sometimes, things that sustained you up to that moment. You know the story of Reb Chaim of Sants that I have told many times about the two people who are lost in the forest. One of them is wandering and wandering and wandering, and he runs across this other one. And he says to him, I'm so glad I saw you because I don't know where I am. I don't know how to get out of here. And you got to show me the way out. And the other one says, I don't know the way either because I'm also lost. But, he says, one thing I know, and that is that the way I've gone so far is not the way. Now, he says, if you take my hand, we'll find the way together. And that idea that knowing what you ought not do, that living with the reality of limitations, that appreciating the fact that every opportunity means you must let go of all those other doors marked entrance. That's a prerequisite for spiritual growth. On Rosh Hashanah, one of the things we do between Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur is we review the year and we say, this I did right, this I did wrong, this I want to do more of, this I plan never to do again. In other words, you embrace some things and you let others go. And you have to see it ultimately not as a loss, because it's what gives you the opportunity to do something else. The Vilna Gaon once said that every avera, every sin, is really two sins. Because not only is it the sin you're committing, but it's the time you could have spent doing a mitzvah that you're doing that sin. Every time, for example, I hate to make you feel guilty. Well, I don't hate to make you feel guilty. It's my job to make you feel guilty, so here goes. Every minute you spend watching, for example, a lousy TV show, forget, I'm not going to say you could spend, you know, listening to Beethoven, but you could spend watching a better TV show. Every minute you spend finishing a book that's unworthy, you could read something that is worthy. In other words, time is a finite commodity in this world, and everything you let go allows you to do something new. And as you move along in life at every single stage, there are things you can do that you couldn't do before. Right? The Talmud doesn't say you should be giving advice at 15. It says at 50. It's a new opportunity. Okay, granted, some of us didn't wait, but we should have. Otherwise, we wouldn't have said things like we said to Paul Troy if we'd been a little smarter 11 years ago. But the point is that everything you let go gives you a new chance and a new opportunity. And every limitation of the frame is a chance to make a work of art. So as we come into the Yamim Noraim, to the days of awe, to the holidays, it's worth remembering that what you let go is what you can grasp. And if your hand is already full, then you don't have the opportunity of filling it with something new. And as you review your life for the year, you shouldn't only think of things that you did that you ought not to have done. Think of things that you could do more of if you didn't spend time occupied with less exalted things. And then there is the reality. The reality that what you grasp now is as important as what you let go of in your past. Because life isn't only about the frame. It's about what you fill the picture with. Each day, each year, each bit of time that we're granted is a blessing and offers us infinite choices. And not only do we have to let go of the things that aren't productive in our lives, but we have to decide what it is we want to be, who we wish to become, because the person you wish to become, the only way to become that person is to act like that person. That is, we become the person that we act as if we could be. We realize our potential through our deeds. So we're not only talking here about limitation. We're talking about possibility. Rosh Hashanah, Hayom Harat Olam, we say on this first day of the year when it comes in just a little bit more than a week. Right? This is the day on which the world was born, which means that there are new births in the world. And you have to decide what it is that you will give birth to, based in part on what you've been, but also based on potential, on what you have the possibility of being. Remember that beautiful poem that Tennyson writes about Ulysses after a lifetime of adventures, when he comes home and he's old and he's tired and he's seen the world, and he's fought wars, but he decides to go out once more. And he says, though much is taken, much abides. And though we are not now that strength which in old days moved heaven and earth, that which we are, we are. One equal temper of heroic hearts, made weak by time and fate, but strong in will, to strive, to seek, to find, and not to yield. Shabbat Shalom.